Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did I do that? Did I do that? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy, Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get back and do a little bit of Falcons conversation as they have an off day today after joint practice the last couple of days. Preseason game number 2 tomorrow night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against the Tennessee Titans. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20 as well. He will, of course, be in the building tomorrow night covering the game for the Falcons as he is our Falcons insider. And then we're an hour away from an AMA. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a minute.
No, wait for it. Wait for it. It starts.
Yeah, just week one.
Wait, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, I was making sure. I was like, are you going to be down there this week?
No, I think because you've asked that before, and I asked the same thing when we were talking about doing it, because I think when you and I did Ford, we did preseason
because
games.
I thought y'all were going to get a test run.
Yeah.
Maybe a test run or something like
that. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
I mean, if we're saying the starters need reps in preseason, me and Joe probably could use some too.
Because I haven't been down there since I stopped doing it, and so I'm curious, like, because we're not in the smooth lot no more.
Different.
We moved.
Yes.
Right?
I don't know where.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
So I don't want to. I think I know, but I'm not 100% sure. I can verify before the end of the show.
Okay.
But it seems like, and that was really fun being in that lot.
Yeah.
Like tailgating in the lot. And obviously Wade Ford had their bus set up and Steve and that whole thing was really, really cool. And then the last year that I did it, V103 had a setup down
Remember
there
that,
too.
That
thing was crazy.
That thing was like, I was like, I'll sit out here.
Yeah. It was like, it was like one of those like train compartment things that they like, I don't even, what do you call that? Like a big carrier on a train or a semi truck. But then it opened up and it was like a lounge.
Yeah,
it was sponsored by Hennessy or something like that.
That thing was
the
nice.
Hennessy lounge popped out and here's Big Tigger with a microphone. It was amazing.
That thing was nice.
It was really nice.
That was not, but yeah, okay. So I was curious if you and Joe P were going to do.
Not
like
there. It's going to be live. The home games are going to be live, like on site.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. And then the road games will be from here.
Yeah, but that should be fun. That should be a lot of fun, man.
It's gonna be good.
Should be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah, I mean, but everything's coming back. Like I said, we talked already. Sam's coming back this weekend. So whenever Sam Crenshaw.
The high school scoreboard.
And obviously, we got Abe and them doing college football on Saturday.
Yeah,
we got Falcons. I mean, it's just
4 hours.
It is that. 4 hours of Abe?
Well, no. Abe does 2.
Oh yeah.
Abe and Fricky do 2, and then Goforth and. Somebody else.
Garrett.
Do 2.
So, okay, as long as my main man Chris ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
All right, as long as my main man Chris there.
Yeah, when you guys did it, it was 3, right?
Yeah, 3 of us, yes.
God, that was a good show.
Yeah, it was.
It was 3 hours or 4?
4.
It was 4 hours.
Yeah, man.
That was a good show.
It was better than when we used to have to go from 12 to 3. Y'all remember that? We were doing that show.
Like during the games?
During the games.
Yeah, we're going to talk college football. Please don't change the station or go watch TV. We know the game's just started. Yeah. Hey, I do want to let you know, Sports Talk on 92.9 The Game is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It can't count on much.
Oh, that's a tough one, man. Like, I don't know. I feel pretty accountable.
I think so.
You're a pretty accountable guy.
I think so, right?
Yeah, you can still count on some stuff.
Damn.
In times
Damn.
Like these,
times like this,
we turn to Paramount Plus.
Hell all right, yeah.
Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Damn. Bring him out.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
We all know training camp brings about lots of fights, not just in Flowery Branch, but all over the NFL. One said fight over the weekend involved Xavier Leggett as he got ejected from a preseason game for fighting with the Browns. Here's Xavier apologizing to his fans.
Oh, man, it was just something that I shouldn't have did. And that ain't supposed to happen in a football game. So I feel like I owe the fans an apology. No, I wasn't in disbelief. I knew what was going on. But it ain't supposed to happen. He ain't say nothing. We ain't had no exchange of words. It was just, well, how? Yeah.
No exchange of words. We just went at it.
So that one, because the Penix one started with the, you know, called female dog.
Yes.
Words you can't say.
Yes.
Leggett said it was just body language.
I don't know
don't
what
it like that.
But I'll tell you, the funny thing, like, when I saw the fight between what he was talking about, I was like, he didn't start it. Leggett didn't start the fight, but the other dude did. But
he threw a punch, though. That's why.
But that's why. Yeah. But he was more – the second guy got caught. And that's why. But, yeah, I mean
– you just looked at him funny?
Hey, dog, let me tell you something, man. Looks and words, it just depends.
Oh, sure. No,
it all depends.
I think everybody understands, because, like, a fight look.
Yeah, fight look. That's why I say I'm going to go first because I don't know how good my chin is. So I'm swinging first, and then we'll ask questions later. But, yeah, you know that
what if somebody just has resting fight face?
Some people do.
And then you punched them.
But I bet that's not the first time that's ever happened to him.
It's more to it. But I'm just talking about, like, that look, that up and down look. Like,
right, yeah. Right, you size me up.
You remember Bernie Mac?
Between a wide receiver and a DB.
Yeah, y'all remember what Bernie Mac said? I got ready. I know what that look means.
It's one of the best bits in the history of stand-up
life,
comedy.
Man.
God, it's good.
Speaking of people wanting to fight people, y'all think that longtime Cowboys fan Denzel Washington wants to fight Jerry Jones? It kind of sounds like he might.
I didn't know Denzel was a Cowboys fan.
A Cowboys fan either.
How disappointing.
Denzel talking with Stephen A.
I've been a Cowboy fan since the 60s. Okay. He's making it hard for me. Not to be a fan, because I'm still a Cowboy fan. I'm still going to have the star on the side of the hat. But he ain't thinking about us. He's thinking about his pocket.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, says it all.
Get Jerry Jones on the phone.
Get him on the phone. What does he say? You tell me. What does he say?
He says that
he's
talking
about
my Cowboys. We're the most successful brand in sports. You know?
You mean in terms of what? Championship?
No, of course he can't say championship. He's talking about recognition, notoriety, dollars and cents.
In sports?
I said, but in the end.
More than the Yankees?
You haven't been in an NFC Championship game or a Super Bowl in 30 years. 30 years! Okay? And for some reason, he's just stubborn, man. He just, and then you got his son sitting there talking about Michael Parsons, like, hey, he got to want to sign the contract. What? Makes no sense, guys. But you know this.
There's box office.
And then what?
And there's Oscars. Jerry. Been a while, huh? You ain't been to the show. You wouldn't know.
It's been a minute.
I love, though, that Denzel Washington fan's like a fan, too.
Yes.
He's not worried about us.
But
I love it so much.
But it's so funny because he was on this press tour, so we did all the news. And then the article that came out yesterday and the quote talking about the show he was just on, talking about sports cat, basically those people, the Stephen A's and everybody about there.
What'd he say?
Basically, they're a bunch of loud damn mouths that don't know nothing about sports. And now you were just on his man's show.
He didn't say it on their show.
No, he didn't say it on there.
He left and went
he
said
left
somewhere
and went
else.
Said somewhere okay. else. And I was like, weren't you just on the show with old boy?
Yeah, they were fine when he was trying to promote the movie or whatever.
Yeah,
that's really funny.
That was pretty funny.
That is really funny. I just like that even like, I don't know, there's just certain people. For me, I like think of them as like, obviously, he's just a man.
Yes.
He's just a man who puts his pants on one leg at a time like the rest of us. But there's also a certain level of prestige and aura and all that stuff. I just like that Denzel Washington also just fans out hard like everybody else does.
But it's different. I don't get starstruck three times. And when I saw that man, I was like.
He got that aura about him, don't he?
Yeah, dog.
Who are the other two? Denzel.
Denzel, Michael Jordan, and for some reason, Will Smith.
Right now, who I am, and who he is.
Yes, but when I was like,
when was it?
My first year in Miami.
Okay, so like 2002,
yeah,
Will
like,
Smith.
Whoa,
that was he was like one of the biggest stars in the world at that point.
But then you were like 22.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. The Will Smith one comes with an asterisk.
Yeah, it does. Like now,
it was 2002.
Yeah, I was young then. I was like the young kid. He was like my first ever like seeing a movie star.
Yeah.
Ever.
And again, like that was still you're right in the tail end of the Jiggy peak with it.
I know.
But there's still the movies though.
Yeah, he's still doing some good movies.
Yeah, you're still like Men in Black, Independence Day. I don't know. Ali probably was right around there. Yeah. Like that was peak movie star Will Smith. I understand.
So here's one that Falcons fans are sure to love. Here is Ocho and Shay talking about Spencer Rattler.
He played bad at times, but at times he showed flashes of what he can do. The standard has to be the standard of consistency. He hasn't found that yet, but I think Spencer Rattler is the answer for them, and it's unfortunate.
For me, Spencer Rattler's style of play will eventually get him cut and a coach fired.
Ow.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, that's the truth.
That's the damn truth.
Is Chad Ochocinco buddies with him or something? What was all that about?
Chad, we say he's improving, but unfortunately, that may be the answer.
Yeah, as
soon as someone starts saying, when they're having a normal conversation, and then someone says a football cliche,
they're full of it.
You know, the standard has to be the standard.
Yeah, man.
All right,
but no,
thanks.
I mean, you look at, like, it's crazy because think about the last two coaches that have been fired here. Like, especially the last one that was fired here, he put his faith in Desmond Ridder.
Yep.
He put his job in Desmond Ridder's hands. I know we talk about Uno, Nuno, but you said that this man right here, with no damn competition, as a third-round pick, was your guy.
That's why we made fun of the Uno, Nuno thing the whole time. Yes. It was like, no offense, you want to coach with confidence, but like, you need to also have high-level talent at the most important positions. Like,
They were never going to get Lamar Jackson. But to be as adamant as you were.
Arrogant about it. Yes. They laughed at us like we were stupid.
Yes.
For even suggesting that they might try just a, I don't know, a competition.
The arrogance.
Just a competition.
The damn arrogance.
You don't get, I've said this before. I'll say it again. And I think he's probably moved away from it, Arthur Smith, from what's happened the last handful of years. The worst thing that happened to him going into being a head coach was what he got from Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
He was convinced he could make the most out of anybody.
Uno, Nuno.
Which, again, is good. You want confidence, but it was just like, are you sure? Mariota? All right.
And while Spencer Rattler is being talked about by Ocho and Shay, here's Michael Penix watering flowers.
Water, water. H2O. Spray.
What the hell?
See you over there.
Are you?
Gotta look after my flowers.
No, I mean...
Oh, these? These are pretty light. Bam, bam, bam.
Can you take three wild guesses as to what he is selling in this brand new commercial?
I have no clue.
I'm going to guess like water-resistant do-rags.
That's a good question. That's a good
one. It's actually an Adidas commercial.
Oh, okay.
So there's his neighbor.
These are pretty light, you know?
Yeah, he's watering his flowers. His neighbor looks over at him, and he's actually floating in air because the shoes are so light.
Oh,
so.
The shoes.
Nice. Michael got his own shoe?
Yeah. There were some red Addy Zeros it looked like, I think.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, are they just Falcons colors, or they're specifically...
Well, the ones he had on were Falcons colors. I'm not 100% sure if it's his own shoe. I would imagine it probably is.
That'd be pretty cool
right there. Get your own damn cleat. I mean,
Hasn't even played yet.
I know he ain't played yet, but I mean, it's called an investment, Andy.
No, look. Called an investment. Trust me. I'm into it.
Yeah. Michael Penix ones. MP
ones. The Penix ones.
The Penix ones.
Oh, I'm looking at the commercial now.
Okay. That was in the Michael Penix ones.
Oh, those are cool. Those look nice. I think those might just be their main football cleat, just in red and black. I don't know if it's like
I'm trying to think like what Adidas, because there's more than you think as far as football. Does any of them have their own shoe or all of them? Like, I'm sure they got a custom shoe that they make for each player.
Sure.
But is it their
like how Trey had his signature
Adidas.
Or Dame had his signature Adidas. I don't know. I don't know that there's any.
I think Micah Parsons is an Adidas guy.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, I think Micah Parsons is.
And but, then how many NFL guys on Nike right now have their own signature shoe?
Only one that had the big contract was Odell. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
When Odell signed that big contract with Nike. But most guys are Jordan guys.
Right.
And they don't have their own Jordan
and it's
shoe.
Just like a Jordan 12
yes.
football cleat.
Yes.
Which is cool looking. Yes. But like back in the day, like Nike had its own line of football guys. Like the yes. Barry Sanders yes. Nikes were cool. Yes. Obviously the Dion ones were yes. amazing. The Mike Vick ones were good.
Yes. Oh, man, it was so cold.
They should get back to that.
Oh, okay. Them damn Mike Vicks was dope.
They were great. Nike even had good baseball. Like the Griffey before.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Griffey's that were good.
It was one more.
Mm.
Big Hurts was Reebok.
The Big Hurts Reeboks, those were cool, yeah, though, too. Yeah. On a budget.
Notice I know about everything about Reebok and budgets.
Yeah. They had the little strap.
Yeah, man.
Had the Big Hurt on the back.
Yeah, between that and them damn Converse React Juice, baby.
Oh, man. I always wanted
lay
some.
Off me.
Still jealous you got those and yeah. I didn't. I have to find those online. The Larry Johnson Grandma Ma's. All right. We'll come back. Get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.